Echoes of Connection. In a small countryside town, there was an old laundromat with a black washing machine that had been running since the Showa era. Its steady hum filled the quiet streets, blending into the stillness like a soothing rhythm. While customers waited for their laundry, the owner, Akizen, always served them a steaming cup of rich, earthy tea. Back then, Akizen would begin with a gentle smile. This washing machine brought people together. And the telephone over there? It was the only one in town. In the corner of the shop sat an old rotary phone, heavy and worn with time. It hadn't been used in years, yet it still exuded a certain dignity. "Does it still work?" I asked one day. Akizen chuckled, his eyes soft. "It would if you plugged it in. But there's no one left to call." That phone, he explained, had once been the lifeline of the community. While the washing machine droned in the background, neighbors would sip tea and take turns calling faraway relatives or friends. As Akizen shared these memories, his smile held a hint of wistfulness. "That night, I told my grandmother about the story. As she flipped through an old album, she suddenly paused, her gaze distant but warm. 'Your grandfather proposed to me on that very phone in the laundromat,' she said softly. 'The washing machine, the telephone, and the tea, ordinary things, yet they had once carried extraordinary connections. Now, in a world where conversations glow from tiny screens, the memory of that little shop stirred something within me. It lingered like the faint glow of a lantern, warm and steady, lighting a quiet corner of my heart."